Welcome to travellivelearn.com, the place for those of you with a thirst for knowledge and adventure. I'm Sarah Blinko.
Hello, I'm Cooper Dawson.
And today we're talking about something that strikes fear into the heart of most people.
Now, being Australian, everyone are frightened of what snakes and spiders. My biggest fear is praying mantis stick insects. I cannot stand them. But there's something worse than those sort of creatures, Sarah. We're talking about standing in front of a large crowd or even a small audience and being asked to talk about a particular topic.
Now, did you know that public speaking is the number one fear of most adults in the Western world?
And to be honest, Sarah, I could not think of anything worse than standing in front of a group of people.
Well, except if there's praying mantises there. Now, we had a goal this year, didn't we?
Yes, one of our goals was to overcome this fear of public speaking. Because I've got to be honest, I hate it, Sarah, standing in front of people, being asked to talk about something.
Well, it concerned us both, but we both had different reasons for wanting to gain some extra experience or training in it. My story is that I used to present and host some events a few years ago, and I was doing well. I did a couple, and they went, you know, they were grand, and I was fine. But I did practice and got myself into a little routine. But then I had a couple of events that I totally bombed at presenting, and it shattered my confidence. And basically, I've been scared to step in front of a crowd ever since those particular experiences. And I'm talking a good few years ago. So I wanted to get this skill back. I think it's a marketable skill in today's marketplace. And I just needed to do something and wanted to do something to get my confidence back. How about you?
Well, unlike Sarah, I'm pretty confident standing up in front of people, like around family and friends or even meeting strangers over coffee or going out for dinner. I'm not too bad. But when I have to stand up in front of people, and people I really respect, my peers or people who are really intelligent, I find that quite intimidating. I really, really do. So when I hop up in front of those people, that's when I start to get nervous. I'm okay, but I just don't come across sounding very professional. And one of my goals was to sound more polished, because you watch these people on TED Talks, on YouTube, they sound so, they're awesome. It just flows out of their mouth. They're so articulate. They're so confident. And you're on the edge of your seat listening to every word. But with me, I found I'd get nervous and I'd start to stutter over words, and I wouldn't come across very professional. So that was my goal this year.
And I think that that's a common problem. It's certainly not as easy as they make it look, but it's a skill that can be practiced and developed. And so that's one of the reasons, or our combined reasons, why we wanted to find an opportunity to practice and learn.
And also, sir, on the odd occasion where I did get up and I did speak really, really well, the feeling was really, really nice.
It's
really
rewarding.
Felt, it is. It's a rewarding feeling, correct.
So I've been on the lookout. We live in London at the moment, and while there are plenty of opportunities to learn and train, some of them are rather expensive.
Correct.
But one came into my inbox a few months ago. It was a brand new course that the Bishopsgate Institute were trialing presentation, or using acting skills to help for presentations. So it was a 6-week night course, Monday nights. And the price was right, so I booked it. I thought, that'll make us accountable.
Yes, when Sarah first came home and said, oh, Cooper, I booked us into a speaking course or an acting course, and I started to get a bit of a cold sweat and started to get goosebumps. I started to freak out, so I realised that, oh my goodness, in 4 days' time on the Monday nights, I had to turn up to a room with a group of other people. And when you get to meet people, Sarah, they come from all different types of professions, and some of these people are highly intelligent, from computing, from banking, from finance, and I found that intimidating as well.
True, true, but the beautiful thing about when we booked this course and we turned up for the first night, the instructor, Valerie, wonderful teacher and trainer, by the way, she's an actor and an acting coach. The thing we learned straight off the bat was that basically everybody, so there were about 12 of us, everyone was in the same boat. As you said, all from different professions and walks of life, different age groups. We had, I think the youngest was a university student wanting to make sure that she was confident presenting in her final exams and final courses, up to, you know, entrepreneurs in their 50s and 60s. who, again, don't usually get up in front of crowds and wanted to hone this skill.
And some of these people actually speak at conferences and seminars, and they were saying to us that they get extremely nervous. But they're telling us, I spoke in front of 50 people. I'm flying to Paris on Thursday for a conference. And I'm thinking, well, why are you here? Why are you so nervous? You're already doing it. But they said themselves, they still get a big knot in their stomach and they start to sweat and get nervous.
Exactly. And the one thing we should share here, which I thought was really gracious of Valerie, our instructor, to share, she's been acting for years, stage shows, film, all the rest. And she said that no matter how practiced you are, you always get nervous.
Now, one of the three things I learned at the course, especially from Valerie, who was very supportive, and an area which I really need to develop, was my breathing.
Okay.
Now, breathing is the most important thing when it comes to speaking. Now, I have a tendency to talk on half a breath. I don't use my diaphragm. I don't breathe from the stomach, or the diaphragm, as they say. So now I try and make sure that I stop. I take a deep breath before I start to speak. Another important exercise is warming up your voice.
Yes.
I never did that. I just go there and start talking. And Valerie showed us a lot of exercises, and a lot of exercises which involve you pulling stupid faces, sticking your tongue out. Move your body around, because your tongue is actually a muscle.
Yep.
And like all muscles on your body, it needs to be warmed up. It needs to be loosened up. Your face, the muscles around your face. And the more you do that, the more relaxed you are and the more articulate that you are. She also said, before you start any presentation or get up and speak of anybody, you need to make sure that you're relaxed. Go through a bit of a routine. And she showed us you need to plant your feet, you need to loosen up your shoulders, your knees, your hips, bend over, make some silly sounds, shake your head about, and just sort of prepare yourself before you walk out on stage. And one of my favorite activities was improvisation. Now, I thought I'd be pretty nervous at this. They'd give you a topic, you stand in front of a crowd, and you have to talk about it for about 1 minute. And the topics could be anything. Stuff that you're not very confident about. But after a second, third lesson, I realised that I was starting to enjoy standing in front of people.
Agreed. And it's funny because I did years of speech and drama when I was young. But, I mean, you know, you go for years as an adult not doing any of this kind of thing. So I, like you, was nervous about doing that. But the beautiful thing about going to a course like this and getting yourself out of your comfort zone is that you walk away realizing, hang on, I can do that.
Yes.
Whereas usually I'd be the last person. I would hide at the back of the room and I would never put my hand up to go and do anything like improvisation or a, you know, 2 minute speech. I wouldn't put my hand up to do that. But being put on the spot in a class like this, you have to do it. But then when you successfully do it and you give them some tips on how maybe you could improve the next time, you walk away with that confidence thinking, hang on, of course I can do it. What was I so worried about?
Can I just add to that, Sarah, as well? I found when you first had to do that, you're quite nervous. But
yes,
everyone in the class is in the same boat.
Yes.
And everyone is really, really supportive. And even if you make a mistake, everyone is still supportive. They clap your hands and they encourage you. So you don't feel silly or inadequate.
Exactly. So those are a couple of the benefits of signing up for some kind of class like this. So, you know, pulling yourself out of your comfort zone. You're accountable because you've
yes.
paid some money, firstly, so you don't want to waste that. And other people are expecting you to go along. Everyone's supportive, so you need to show up for yourself and for them. And also the networking aspect, as we mentioned earlier, there were people from all walks of life, and everyone, I think, in the class met somebody who they're going to collaborate or work with potentially in the future. Now, we should throw in here that, you know, while we invested a little bit of money and we got an excellent deal, and if you are in London, we'd highly recommend this course at the Bishopsgate Institute near Liverpool Street. But there's plenty of other opportunities that you can look for in your city or town, or if budget's a problem. Some ideas I thought of, Cooper, so an acting class, public speaking classes. Who is it? Toastmasters. They're
Toastmasters.
Pretty much everywhere. You can look for a presenting course, as we participated in. Or maybe get a group of people from work or some friends and create your own mastermind or public speaking group and meet every couple of weeks, share tongue twisters, practice a little presentation for each other and give constructive criticism. Some other options, you can obviously record into a data machine or record yourself on video.
You can also make it a social outing on a Friday afternoon, go down to the pub, have a couple of drinks to sort of loosen you up, get their confidence there, and everyone has a 1 minute topic. Okay.
Yes.
Go. You've got to speak about a particular topic for 1 minute. Everyone sits there, has a few drinks, have a bit of a laugh, but you're in a supportive environment and everyone is in the same position as you are, so make fun of it.
Definitely. So while you can find voice exercises and training on YouTube or whatever, we think that making yourself accountable to others, whether you're investing in a class or setting up a group, it's really important, even if it's just for a set amount of time, like ours was six weeks. Just get yourself out of your comfort zone and commit to this practice and developing your confidence and the skill set.
Now, I finally had a chance, Sarah, to put all this practice and all the strategies that Valerie had shown us over the last 6 weeks at a presentation at school. Now, I'm a classroom teacher, and I speak in front of children every day, but I'm not daunted in front of kids because they're not very cruel. Well, kids can be cruel.
Well, some of them are.
They're too scared to make fun of
little
me.
Little girls are cruel.
If I make a mistake, and they don't know anyway, they're children. But I had to speak in front of 240 children on Friday and about 20 adults.
Okay.
And you know what it's like speaking in front of kids from the age of 8 to 12? Their attention span is quite short, quite limited. So I found from my experience with Valerie is that you need to make sure you tell a story.
Mm.
So when you're on stage, don't quote facts. Tell a story and everyone will follow along with you. But before I started, I remember the strategy she taught me. I did a bit of a vocal warm-up in my classroom. I did some facial exercises. I did a bit of jumping around, loosening up my shoulders, my knees, my neck, my hands before I started. And when I was standing on stage, I looked at the audience, I planted my feet, I took three deep breaths before I started. To steal a quote from Eddie Murphy, I took three deep breaths and said to myself, "Okay, Cooper, it's showtime." And I stood there. Everyone looked at me, and then I started my story. And there was a couple of times there where I started to lose my breath. So I stopped. I paused. I took a deep breath. And pausing, I now realize, is okay.
Silence is not your enemy.
If you're speaking fast, then the audience is sort of trying to keep up. But if you're speaking slowly, you're articulate, you know what you're talking about, they will listen to you. And I stood there for 1 second, and I had everyone listening to me. And I've never experienced that before, and it was really, really inspiring. So the tips I'd like to give you is make sure you do some vocal warm-ups first.
Yes.
Do a little bit of exercise, loosen up the muscles in your face, your shoulders, your legs, your hands. Make sure you plant your feet when you stand in front of the audience. Wait, take a deep breath, and then talk.
Exactly. So pre-exercises, vocal warm-ups, try and tell a story, or storytelling is important. Realizing silence is okay. Managing your breath control. And one final tip we'll leave you with that we learned is being mindful and being present. So Valerie talked to us and gave us some reading, in fact, on the fact that oftentimes when you have to present, your mind is in the past or in the future, stressing about, you know, how terrible this is going to be or how nervous you might be, or how much you have or haven't prepared. Just be present in your body and talk to the audience, because remember, they don't want to be up there in your place, so you might as well work the crowd to your best advantage.
And they're looking at you because they're assuming that
That's
you
right.
are the authority in your field. And
yes.
another important tip, sir, the last thing from me is enjoy it.
Yes.
Enjoy the moment.
That's what she said, enjoy it. So take this with you. If you are at all like us and inspired to develop this skill, you know, whether for your own purposes or because you do, in fact, know that you need to present in the future, whether at a wedding or for work, see if you can either find a class. It doesn't necessarily need to be a presenting class. It can be an acting class, just anything to develop your voice, your breathing, and your confidence. Or if there's no classes around you or budget prevents you from participating in one, create your own little group, because no doubt there'll be at least one or two people in your circles who'll want to set something up like this.
And there are plenty of opportunities online, Sarah. YouTube is a wonderful research tool. So if you can't afford it, jump online and you can do some workshops online yourself.
That's right. But I think interacting with people is really important. So don't forget sites like meetup.com, where you can either find others in your area or create a group. So we hope this helps you with your goals on how to be a confident speaker, even if you're shy like me. And if you have any questions, drop us a line in the comments on the blog or find us on social media. And if you like this podcast, we'd be really grateful if you gave us a review.